Speaking of a dude who's been coming to the Freak Nation many, many years, his name is Brian Sellers. Champion Brian Sellers, GTD class in the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship. He and Madison Snow, of course, several weeks ago wrapped up the championship at the Petit Le Mans. He's back in the Freak Nation, and Brian Sellers, do you have people around you calling you champ now?
No, but it's something I could get used to. I mean, hearing you say it makes my heart melt a little bit.
Bam!
The whole family. Holidays are coming up. That needs to be mandatory. No.
I'll take one of those t-shirts.
There you go.
Champ Brian Sellers joins us here in the Freak Nation. And the significance of this championship, if you follow sports car racing, and again, everybody can go online and see the results and really how you got there. In this race, the way it came down to the championship and the way you wrapped this thing up, I don't know how you were able to untwist your guts for the next week following that the way you clinched the championship.
It's kind of a family show, right? So I can't tell you what I drank to help me feel better, right?
Oh, no, you can tell us.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll say that for next time. It was tough, man. I'll tell you that we needed to finish on the podium to clinch the championship if the 86 car, which was the one we were chasing for the championship, won. And with an hour left, I got the call on the radio that we were P4 and they were leading. And it's like, oh, come on. How can it be written any better? But we clawed our way back up onto the podium into third. And man, it was just, they ended up second and we ended up right behind them. It was just a great season. And, you know, man, the Mike Shank guys on that other program that we raced were phenomenal all year.
And they were They were the ones all year that you were battling more than anyone else. And it's funny because the rivalry between you and Catherine Legg and Alvaro Parente, I mean, it got heated but funny at times too. Can you explain?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting actually, because I'm teammates with both Alvaro and Catherine. So I'm actually in California right now. Just finished up an 8-hour race with Alvaro. And then I fly on Monday to go meet Catherine in the UK for the Jaguar test that we're doing in their new iPace series with Ray Hall Letterman Racing. So it's like it was an interesting deal back and forth because these are both two really good friends of mine, people I spend a lot of time with, people I have a ton of respect for. And, you know, we had some bumping and banging on track, and but it was good. I mean, I think we ended with 8 podiums on the year, and they ended with 7 out of 11 races. So it was about as hard fought as it can get.
We're talking with Brian Sellers. It was Sellers, Madison Snow, Corey Lewis wrapping up that GTD championship at Petit Le Mans just a couple of weeks ago. And Brian Sellers, let's talk more about what you just said. You never stop racing. First of all, tell me what series you were racing with Alvaro this week in California, but then also what you're doing next year as a part of the Ray Hall Letterman Lanigan team with Jaguar and the iPace series. That's pretty incredible as well. But first of all, this week, what were you doing?
This week we were at Laguna Seca for the California 8-Hour, which is the Intercontinental GT Championship, run in conjunction with World Challenge. So we're in a Bentley. 8 hours doing our deal. Not the best day, really. We fought hard, but just didn't have much. We had a killer driver lineup. I felt like we really had a strong chance. Team, you know, K-Pax Racing that runs in World Challenges, won multiple championships, but it just wasn't there today. It was a long day. You know, just nothing seemed to go right. So it was tough, but we had fun. I mean, it's always a good week. Getting to spend a week with Alvaro is always fun. We share a bunch of laughs, so that was nice. But then the next thing is this Jaguar deal that I get to do. And it's a pretty cool thing. I mean, it's very innovative.
Yes.
Obviously, it's electric cars. It's the first of its type. Jaguar has gone through and developed 20 race cars to race. Single make, all run under the same program and run in conjunction with Formula E as a support series. So we get to go to some killer events. I mean, you know, all across the world, we get to see kind of the future start to unfold in front of us, which is pretty neat. I mean, a lot of times people say, hey, you're making history. You get to, you know, maybe you won this race, that's history, but this is truly something special. I mean, to be a part of the first sedan all-electric racing field.
Brian Sellers is the champ. You like hearing that, dude? I'm telling you, the champ. Brian Sellers.
Doesn't get old, I'm going to tell you.
Brian goes back with the Freaks, friend of the Freaks. He came in once, I think, with the Andretti kid into the studio maybe 10 or 12 years ago, right?
10 or 12? I wish it was that short.
Come on, Stepman.
I think I might have been 16 the first time I was on with you guys.
Longer than that. I talked to him. I'm in Columbus, Ohio right now, and it's raining, and I think his first win in the ALMS was in a rainstorm at Mid-Ohio, and I was in Columbus, Ohio in a rainstorm talking to him then. So what I want to ask you, though, is something that as a champion going for a win, we talked about this at the beginning of the show, would you crash somebody to get the win? Is that something that a champion would do?
Oh, I read the tweets coming through about this. I don't know. I mean, it kind of depends on the situation. I think it depends on how the other driver drove you. It depends on what you're trying to do. I mean, I don't think in it's a different world. I have to say, their world versus our world. In our world, that's not how it happens. I mean, you don't go into something intentionally trying to crash somebody. You definitely fight. You fight hard and relentless. And if a crash ends up being a part of it, then so be it. I mean, that's just the way it is. It happens. But the intentional side of crashing doesn't really happen that frequently in our thing.
That's good to hear. Maybe that's why I'm a sports car fan, because guys don't just winning is you do what you can to win, anything that you can to win, whether it's a foot of water on the track or it's bone dry. But the idea, it's just alien to me to take somebody out on purpose.
It is to me too, a little bit. I mean, it doesn't seem right. It doesn't seem the same. But I think, you know, there's also ways that it all depends on how you interpret it, right? If they're just trying to take the air off and they're running clean and they're doing some stuff like that, then hey, you know, I mean, that's good racing. That's talent. But to just hit somebody and move them out of the way, I'm not really okay with that.
Now, see, that's why I like you, Brian, because it literally took the words right out of my mouth. That's what I said a couple of segments ago. If you know how to drive and somebody takes the air off your car, you could still compete. But the idea of just, and let's not go all through all that again. What do you drive at home? You get out of a Lambo at the racetrack. You go get in a Bentley at the racetrack. You get out of the Bentley to go get in a Jaguar at the racetrack. Please tell me you don't get into a Chevy Impala and go drive to the store.
Well, you got the first part right. I mean, I get in a Chevy, but nowadays I'm getting old, so I have my two kids, I have my two dogs, so I drive around a Suburban every day.
Suburban works.
Brian,
it might as well be a school bus, I'll tell you.
Do you hear
compared
this?
Compared to what you're used to on the track, yeah.
You hear this, Kenny, that he's getting old. And we talked to the kid when he was 16 and didn't know how to pick his nose right. And now he's winning championship and driving kids and dogs around in a Suburban.
He is old. He's old as hell, man. And why you're driving a Suburban and not like a convertible SUV Lamborghini is beyond me.
Hey, we need to take that up with the Lamborghini people. If you have any suggestions, send it their way.
So, bro, then I need to talk to your agent. You win championships for these people. You win on Sunday and sell Lamborghinis and Jaguars on Monday. Why in the hell aren't you driving around on one of these things?
I really like what you got going right now. I mean, I'm sold. I need one. Can't afford one, but I need one.
I got a few agents that start popping those manufacturers for Jaguar too, buddy. Damn, that's a little disappointing, Sellers.
Hey, there's a lot on my plate right now.
Right. Yes, and you know that, Kenny. You know that, Statman. Being a dad, there's definitely a lot on the plate. But you're right, Kenny. It goes back to the agents, the PR people. Elon, we're going to say Elon Werner, he owes you a Lamborghini.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, let's get him on it.
What do you want? Now that you've driven in the E-Series, you want a freaking Prius? What do you want? No, you want a Lamborghini, dude.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, I'll take a listen. Don't judge it until you do it. I'll take a Lambo, but that I-Pace is a nice car, man. They gave us a run around on those things when we were in the UK last time, and I'm thinking, hey, I would take one of those, no problem.
Well, one of the venues where you guys are going to race with that I-Pace series, and yes, it's going to be a very quiet racing series, as we've seen with some Formula E, it's New York, the streets of freaking New York. So America is going to see this next year. And what do you think their interpretation of it is going to be?
Well, I hope what they take it for is what it's meant to be. And it's a day, you know, it's like a showing of the car, and that you can race electric cars. And it's more than just, you know, kind of a fad. And it will be good racing. I mean, if you watch the Formula E stuff, it's tight, twisty, and there's always good races going on. So I hope they can enjoy that.
I watch the Formula E stuff just to hear Dario Franchitti trip on his words. He's a pretty funny commentator.
He still has nice hair, though.
Yeah. Of course, yes, he does.
Hey, Sellers, thanks for doing this, man. I look forward to getting you more in the Freak Nation as you wrap up more championships, champ.
It's always my pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.
Mr. Champion.
There you go. And here it is. It's the, let me see, October 28th. Happy holidays.
What?
Yeah. Thanksgiving coming up. We're not going to talk before Thanksgiving. And
I think San Fran accidentally took Brian Sellers
off
the air.
Still.
Yeah, you just said happy holidays to Brian.
We got Halloween coming up before then, you know, so maybe he could put on a disguise as a second champion already.